Aloha, everyone. Hello, I'm Kari Vantine, the creator of Wild and Awake, your host, your guide, your ally on this journey today. And I am excited and actually quite honored to share with you today. Many of you have been asking me what I do in the world, how to work with me, what it is that I'm up to. And I'm wanting to share with you today why I do what I do and what it is that I'm passionate about, and also how to work with me if you feel called to. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about passion, like what it means to be passionate about something. I believe you can learn a lot about somebody, yourself included, by what lights you up, what lights your heart, what pulls you through challenges and hardships, and really like what stokes that little fire in you. I passionately believe that you are here to fully experience life. You are here to be as live as you can be at your core, at all of our core. There's this unique, vital, alive essence that is meant to be fully experienced, to shine, to create, to express. And this core aliveness is your gift. You are meant to really experience living fully in this incredible body on this planet, in your life at this time. This is what we're here for. That's what I'm passionate about. And yet, we know that most people never live from this place. This experience of being fully alive, fully present, fully here with what life is. And I'm not talking about having a perfect life. I'm not talking about something that's, you know, rainbows and unicorns. I'm talking about being embodied and alive in this life right now, the one that is yours, right? Waking up into your life and learning, choosing to love this life is one of the most exciting, glorious things that you can do for yourself. If you're like many people I have the privilege to support or work with, life has given you and the ones you love challenges. We all have stories of what has stopped us. We have all had struggle and loss. This world has a lot going on, and the things that make the difference in all of this is what we do, what we choose in the face of the challenge. Yeah. And I think of this in many ways as internalized myths. And you'll learn more about that later. I know that inside of things that have kept us small or held us back, at the very root of the internalized myth is a seed. And that seed can go fallow and get stuck in a story about how hard life is, or can grow into something bigger. It can transform. And truly, it's that transformation that excites me. That excites me. I'd like to share that this small story. One of the most significant influences in my life that created my passion, that created that little seed that bloomed for me, was when I was 18, my best friend, who was 17, died of cancer. And she was a force of life, creativity, vibrant. I have amazing memories of her hiking the Appalachian Trail together, drawing at the overlooks. We were just mesmerized with the beauty of the world and this experience. And I still have those drawings. And just before she died, she held my hand in her little pale, translucent one and said, Kari, live a really big life for me. Live a really big life for me. And I have taken this on. I took that seed that could have shut me down and chose to use it to remind me to wake up. And this is a choice that we all have. I think of being awake in our lives as one of the greatest forms of activism we can embody. to live a life you love, even in the face of injustice and circumstances and challenges and loss and grief, in the face of things not turning out the way you thought they would or should. I mean, this is our lives. They're full of all this. In the face of all of this, what does it take to wake up and choose to live fully? What does it take to nurture that life force at your core, that unique vital essence that is meant to be fully appreciated? On my path of working with remarkable people, I have learned that it requires us to build the muscle, learn tools, learn to reframe reality as we know it, order come to out of the cultural fog. It also requires us to learn to love our bodies, our lives, our stories, our gifts, and to celebrate being here in all of our perfect imperfection. I keep remembering that being awake is a choice and being asleep is also a choice. I've been blessed with a great education, studying with amazing people. I'm a voracious learner, and it's on my heart, my whole life, to learn in order to share. The work that has grown out of my own journey has been born into the Wild and Awake trainings, which include the wider range of offerings that a lot of you have been enjoying, my interview series, which are really my gift to the world. And also, there are my private one-on-one sessions with a select circle of clients and my signature class, Sacred Rewilding. Today, I'd like to share about Sacred Rewilding. This work has grown out of my journey of the Wild and Awake work, and it includes this powerful process of what I come to call rewilding, this coming awake and alive again in the resource and tools and gifts and story and body that is you. Okay? Using your stories, your inner mythology, and even, yes, your blocks. It's about landing in your body, spirit, being, essence, right here on this planet right now, through the using practical tools, creativity, connecting with deep nature, your own inner myths, and each other. Rewilding is about coming into the liveness at your essence. I am going to pop over and share some images with you. So Wild and Awake, Sacred Rewilding through deep nature and creative expression. And in this master course, we are using a few of the most potent tools I know for experiencing, celebrating, waking up, and owning ourselves. And I will share more about these tools in a few minutes. A lot of people ask me, who is this course for? And I will say, first of all, I'm offering this right now to women. I love creating the safe, sacred space for all of us to lean in into this deep vulnerability and power together. My work is to support women to live lives they love, to wake up out of the cultural sleep and embody themselves and their lives fully in their power and their essence. So the women who seek me out often choose to work with me because they have a sense that there's more going on than the surface reality. Right. You are hungry for a deeper, more significant life, but you don't quite know how to get there. Maybe you've begun on your path, but you're getting stuck and you don't know how to take the leap. Or you're also potentially in this internal transition, ready to shift out of this role of mother, wife, partner, or even as a, in a job where you have been committed to someone else's needs or dreams. So this transition right now is in putting yourself at the center of your own story and claiming and embodying your power in a new way. In Sacred Rewilding, we awaken the wild, enchanted woman in you, your true self, the one before conditioning, wounding, and domestication. This master course is for you if you are ready to embrace your life from a deeply connected place and claim your worth as a vibrant, creative, and alive woman. Because it's time to awaken your heart and fall in love with your life again. I will lead you on a journey deep into the forest of yourself to find, celebrate, and bring back the magical parts of you. Using the support and inspiration of nature, the creative process, your own inner mythology, and powerful energy work, you will become more awake and alive, connected and inspired for the next chapter in your life. Imagine inviting in and celebrating all of you, wild, luscious, vital, and whole. So on this journey, you will discover, and these are tools that I love using. These are some of my real core tools and concepts. So we will attune and nurture your connection with nature as teacher, ally, and companion. And I would say this body of work, Rewilding, is really in many ways about coming back into our deep nature. So it also means embracing and being present to Big Mama Nature, Big Mama Earth, the sense of the earth under our feet. And we have quite a number of different processes we do for this deeper connection. One of the other big tools in this toolbox is creativity. So it is not required at all that you think of yourself as a creative or artistic person, but there is within you a willingness or an understanding that this creativity is actually our natural life force. It is like the sap flowing through the trees. And we will be using creative processes as one of the modalities for our transformation. We'll be creating art, photos, stories that tell your own mythic story so that you can experience the playful joy and deep aliveness that creative expression brings to your evolving self. And I also believe that this creative expression is part of what creates the evolution. You will also discover your natural guides and allies and know how to align with and be supported by the unseen layers of reality. You are not alone. So for some of you, you may already work with guides. Fantastic. We'll be expanding that. For some of you, this might be the first time of really approaching or leaning in to having guidance that comes from other realms. We'll be inviting these in a really glorious, safe, exciting, expansive way where you will feel the connection of other layers of reality here that are for you. And we might in many ways call, I say this is one of the tools in this magic basket that I'm just laying out for you right now to be able to see. Self-love is another one of our major tools and one of the things that come for the women who experience this course with us. Live into your own body as beautiful, powerful, and worthy of self-love. Discover and embrace the resonating archetype of the Wild Queen. And to say a little bit about the Wild Queen is something you'll discover more deeply on this process. But the Wild Queen, we have in many ways the archetype of Mother, Maiden, Crone. And the Wild Queen as an archetype has risen up for me. And she's actually one of the archetypes that I embody, and you might feel that on me. Of the Wild Queen as one who is in her full power, her creativity, and also her awareness of ability to shift and change and influence and be a gift in her being, in her wisdom, and her knowledge. Speaking of the Wild Queen, one of the things that I love about doing this work is working in circle with other women. And you will be surrounded by other women who are very special, who are committed to their personal work, who are up to similar things to you, and also expanding and curious and deeply committed to themselves. And this is one of the amazing gifts out of working in a circle that's held this way, is that we create connections with others, as well as get to experience ourselves in community in a depth that we may never have had before. And tools, we're going to develop tools, many tools. I have a big toolbox that we will be playing with. And some of the really specific ones that may be helpful for you here right now is developing tools for releasing the old stories and paradigms that have been holding you back. The offering. We are going to be sharing this time together in 12 90-minute classes. And these classes include skill building, journeying, creating small groups, learning lectures for me, ways that we're working together. These are really deep dives into co-created time together. We'll have one 45-minute coaching session. Each one of you individually get to meet with me and an opportunity to really dig deep, to lean in, to be with, like, what is it you're working on and how do you hone and use this course, this master course, to most deeply move you forward in your vision and your dream for yourself. We will also have 3 months of ongoing support through my intimate Facebook group. And this is a place for deeply connecting and sharing your creative work. I love holding the Facebook group in this way. I will also say that if you're not a Facebook user, no worries at all. The Facebook group is not required, not necessary to be part of this course. And it's one of the bonuses. You will get an amazing amount of experience out of the course itself without the Facebook group. We will also have a full day virtual retreat. And I just love these virtual retreats. What they do is we've got a bigger chunk of time. We have a bigger space for deeper integration, for connecting with each other, for ritual and being in sacred circle. And we usually offer this about 3/4 of the way through the course when we've really done some bonding with each other. We are also going to do something that's new in my offering, which is a 3 60-minute First Friday Art Salons. And so on the first Friday of the month, for 3 months in a row, I am creating space and time for us to get together and to be creative at the same time. It's one of the things I just love doing with others. And so this is a bonus. It's just a way for you to be in real space time with myself and others as you're working on and expanding the things that might be on your heart to explore. And the last really rich bonus here is a full year access of the Wild and Awake retreat interviews. So many of you were part of the Wild and Awake retreat, and these are just fantastic, beautiful interview experiences. They will be available for you to watch and rewatch throughout this upcoming year to be able to learn from in whatever ways is present and there for you. Sacred Rewilding is a brilliant map for finding your way back to yourself, claiming your essence, your wildness, your calling. And this master course is being offered with 2 easy payment options, and I'm currently offering an early bird special. So to find out more, go to the page where you found this video. There's an easy link to the site with all the details. My invitation today is to step in to Sacred Rewilding. You will know if this is calling you. You will be lit up. You'll be stirred in this conversation. You may even feel emotional. The part in you who is ready to embody herself fully, to rewild, is speaking up. Listen to her. I welcome you if this is calling you. I welcome you, not because you're broken, but because you are whole, whole. There's nothing wrong with us. We're whole. And you're waiting to discover all of you. I have a saying I use for myself daily, so I'm going to share it here with you. You are whole and you are holy. You get to wake up and celebrate all of you. So I'm going to say that, and I'm looking right at you, sister, and take it in and say it with me. Take this, because this is yours to take away. You are whole and you are holy. You get to wake up and celebrate all of you. So my dear one, I'm inviting you. Invite it all in. This is your time right now. Your time right now on this planet, in this life. Thank you for being with us today, for circling up, for celebrating how we choose aliveness. It's been a pleasure to share with you yet another layer of my work, my channeling, my creation on this planet. I'm here to serve. Aloha, mahalo, and love to you.